Hopefully.
All right.
I love doing live streams. They're the best.
Live streams are good.
No, we had some issues last time due to issues.
We did have some issues last time due to issues.
And this time, hopefully, we don't. I can't tell, though, because there's no video on the live feed yet.
All right. There's no video on the live feed. Here's what I'm loving.
Looking
in the comments of the live feed, everybody's just like, is Adam late? When's Adam ever late?
You've been late a couple times.
I've been late like once, twice.
No. Three times a lady.
Okay, well, let's tell them why we're running late today.
We're running late today because of the profile. We would have been fine otherwise.
Okay, you gave us 5 minutes to set up because
you were late.
Because you were playing Assassin's Creed.
Okay, fair enough.
That's why I got here 15 minutes early. I was crazy early.
Crazy early meaning the next bus would have made him crazy late.
That's right. That's how I do it.
That's how the bus works.
Well, there's a bus. What are you going to do?
So.
Yeah.
I don't know what to say.
Well, we should talk about.
It's episode 70.
Whoa. You know what that means?
I called it running with scissors.
Jack shit.
Because last time we were supposed to scissor, and we didn't.
Oh, we forgot to scissor.
Yeah.
Oh.
So,
oh.
I figured today we'd keep the scissor theme.
We'll save it for our anniversary.
We're not actually going to run or play
I'm
with scissors.
Running.
No.
That's ridiculous.
Good times. So.
So.
Happy Saturday.
Happy Saturday. So what should we talk about? What should we talk about? I mean, we could talk about Assassin's Creed. We could talk about my situation with my roommate. And
I'll talk about Assassin's Creed first, since we already brought it up. I have not played very much. It's Revelations. It's been sitting on my shelf sealed for months. So I whip it out at 10 o'clock this morning. So I've
only
really had like
when I whip it out.
2 hours, 2.5 hours play.
Pisses off the misses, but whatever.
What pisses me off is the first half hour of that game-ish. Mm-hmm. You are basically sitting there, and you play for like a minute.
Sweet.
And then you get to watch cinematic for 5 minutes.
Yes.
And then you play for like 10 seconds. You walk 10 feet forward and then trigger another cinematic. I'm like, just show me walking. Just let me enjoy the cinematic. Don't make me move every 5 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And I do want to point out, I am wearing Adrian's art shirt, which you can get with the link on lot of our web pages and stuff.
Yep, if you're out of shirts, check us out.
Yeah, if you're out of shirts. So many people have bought that Adrian hasn't gotten any money, and neither have we. So both of us would love
to sell at least one shirt.
We've sold a couple.
Whoa!
Yeah, I mean, Adrian got like, I think, $20.
Thanks, Dad.
Yeah, it was my dad. There were two sales. It was my dad and then one other person bought one shirt. I can't see who it is. I could just see that there was a sale. Yeah.
But, okay, here, let's talk about...
wackygamer.spreadshirt.com is the link.
Oh, that is the link. Yeah. That is the link. But let's talk about video game fuck-ups like that, though. The whole, like, because they did it in the new Spider-Man game, too, where they forced you to walk. And you can't walk fast. You got to walk really slow.
Yeah.
And you walk to a cinematic.
When you're not even Ezio or Altair, you're real world you.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, I'm in a sweater and jeans walking 10 feet.
See, I think that's the worst thing in the Assassin's Creed games. Like, I don't want to be the future me. He's just a
douche. That guy's boring.
He's dull. It's awful when I'm stuck being
him. He's a guy in one of the Matrix chairs.
He's a guy.
He's jacked in.
That's all you can say. He's a guy. Right. The other ones that piss me off, almost every RPG game, all the old ones, at the beginning, how you would wake up in your house and then you had to talk to your dad and you had to go through all that dialogue every fucking time and you don't even have a sword yet.
Yeah.
And like you had to just keep walking around. Oh, here's a sword. How about just give me a fucking sword and start with the battle?
That was the other thing that pissed me off in Assassin's Creed. If you haven't played it at this point, fuck you. So spoilers be damned. There's one point where you're being dragged behind a carriage, horse-drawn carriage.
Mm-hmm.
And then after it.
Oh, you're being dragged.
Yeah.
Not drugged.
Drug.
Drug.
Yeah.
Drug?
Yeah.
Drug?
Yep.
Dragged.
Drug.
Drug?
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't sound right
anyway,
at all. Because
behind a horse-drawn carriage. And at the end of it, you aren't anymore. And you get to walk around and you have to assassinate people, except they've taken away your ability to climb.
Because of the carriage.
Because you're at like one health. But I'm like, really?
It's hard to...
It's the first time I've actually gotten to really play. and you're like, nah, nah, nah. And like 2 minutes later, they give it back to you, but it's still stupid. It's like Adam fucking made the game.
Ouch. That's hurtful. It's unnecessarily hurtful.
That's just factual.
Well, what are you going to do? Let's see.
Other things? By the way, I do want to remark, because last time we went and got wings instead of filming Nerd Wars.
Yes, we did get wings.
They were worth it.
I'd say so. They were worth it. They totally were worth good it. Wings. They were pretty good wings.
And we still filmed Nerd Wars.
Yeah, we just filmed it like a week later.
And we still got two out last week. So.
But what are
two out this week, too.
What are some other annoying fuck-ups, constant fuck-ups in video games, do you think? That people should know about it. The people making the games should know about it. Okay, I got one. A boss, whenever you have a boss or a monster and there's no indication that you're hurting it.
Yeah.
There should be some form of indication.
Now, I'll give you the reason that people don't like to give indication.
Why?
And I think it's bullshit. I'm going to lay that out first.
All right.
It's too gamey.
Oh, because it feels like too much like a video game?
Yeah, instead of like, well, I'm really fighting this. Now, I would then argue, when in real life am I ever going to encounter Bane, and is this realistic at all? In general, a 7-foot dragon attacking me.
Yeah, and if I do shoot that dragon with an arrow, I think I'm going to be able to tell if the arrow does anything.
Yeah, I don't even necessarily need to see a health bar, but
there you go.
Or flash of red.
Just something that's
blood.
Like,
squirt.
You are able to hurt this thing. Because there's been so many video games that I've been playing where I'm like, okay, well, that's something I can't kill. There must be a different way to do it. And it's like, no, you just have to hit it 54 times.
Yes.
And it's like, oh, but thanks.
It just takes 45 minutes.
Yeah. And that's another thing. It shouldn't take more than 20 times to hit anything before it dies.
Or at least have it change. Like, have a multi-stage boss battle where it's clear, like, okay, I've made progress because I'm now...
Yes.
In another
stage. I've made progress. There's another one. Don't start me at the beginning of boards. All right?
You mean levels.
Levels, whatever. It doesn't matter what it is. Don't start me at the beginning. If I've been playing it for like 20 minutes and then I die and you start me at the beginning, I'm not playing your game anymore. Because that pisses me off. I think that's totally fair. Like, you know, even Super Mario started doing it where they would let you start at the middle if you got like almost to the end and died. That was 20 years ago.
No.
It was around 20 years ago.
Longer?
Yeah.
Well,
because it wasn't Super Mario Brothers 3. It was
Super
Mario.
Oh, you're talking when they
started
doing it. Yeah, yeah, okay. That's fair.
I think that's fair. Those are some big fuck ups for me. Can you think of any?
No. I'm just thinking about the games I'm excited about that are coming out.
For those of you who are only listening to this, Jeff has this dazed look in his eyes all through while I'm talking.
I'm fucking tired.
To me, seems normal.
I'm really tired.
He's just spacing out when I'm talking.
I'm really tired.
Why are you so tired?
Insomnia is kicking in again. No one really cares.
Nobody cares about that. Well, tell us about the games you're waiting for.
Diablo 3. It's a month and a half away. It's going to be awesome.
Yeah?
Multiplayer game again. And I've been playing too much Team Fortress 2 again.
Yeah,
I'm re-addicted. That's too good. Favorite consoles of all time?
Jaguar.
Someone asked. And PC doesn't count. I wouldn't even name PC.
No, that's not a console.
No.
Well, it's a computer console.
But since we're going for useless ones, like Jaguar. I'll say the Neo Geo Pocket Color or whatever it was.
Ooh, Neo Geo? Didn't that have Bonk's Adventures?
I don't know.
It did.
I couldn't name a game on it.
I'm pretty sure it did.
If I were to pick a console that I had the most fun with, N64.
Nintendo 64?
Followed by Nintendo.
Yeah, I'd say Super Nintendo tying with original PlayStation. Just on fun. On fun.
Yeah. Now, console design. I'm going to have to stick with Nintendo.
Really?
It's compactish.
Mm-hmm.
Fits in pretty much anywhere.
Oh, you mean the actual machine?
Yeah.
The design of the machine.
Yeah.
Nintendo does a pretty good job. They do a pretty good
job.
The
GameCube is probably the worst.
The GameCube was unnecessarily bulky.
With that fucking lid on the top, and you couldn't It was tall, so you couldn't stick it in any shelf without then having to pull it out.
That
then,
was bad.
Yeah.
I would say original Pac-Man arcade machine. Best console of all time.
It's not a console.
Mm-hmm. I know. That's why I'm going to change it to the original Dungeons & Dragons arcade machine.
I'm just thinking you're fucking retarded.
Welcome to the D&D world. Come on. That was a good game.
Blades of Steel.
There you go. Now I feel like I'm in Nintendo.
Oh, did you see the latest Nerd Wars?
No, I haven't.
No, I kind of fucked with people, and I don't know what to do with it now.
What did you do, Jeff?
I just want to point some people out. People are saying I like Dreamcast 360. One guy said GameCube. GameCube is boss, fuck you, hater. I didn't say GameCube wasn't good. The design of the box is terrible.
GameCube was a fun game.
But anyway, what I did for Nerd Wars was I put up, it was Goku versus Kool-Aid Man.
Okay, Goku versus Kool-Aid.
So we put two comments for the votes, and I said vote for Kool-Aid Man
and
vote against Goku. Right?
Yeah.
And I thought it was funny, and I thought people would figure out that the vote against Goku was really the vote for Goku, Link.
Mm-hmm.
But no. I got a lot of hate mail in the video comments.
Really?
Yeah, about how, like, if we didn't want Goku, this was bullshit. And now it's actually encouraged me to not put Goku in because these people are so fucking entitled.
Well, they feel ripped off. It's a real contest. This is important.
It's not a real contest. When has Nerd Wars ever been a real contest?
These people are betting money.
Well, they can bet all the money they want.
This guy probably gave up his house, right? Fucking put a second mortgage on his home because it's like Goku's going to win.
He did not. He did not.
Even against Dr. Manhattan.
He may have sold his wife into slavery, but...
I bet he put a second mortgage down and he was like, boom, that's the winner.
But I'm pretty sure...
The whole enchilada.
Goku's going to lose.
Why is that?
Because no one can find one comment to vote for. So,
well, exactly. So it's a rigged fight.
It wasn't rigged.
Look at that. He lost $5,000 on Goku. One of the people just commented. $5,000.
Well, he didn't lose $5,000. He lost $5,000 without a D, which is a grain in Turkish. So he lost 5 pieces of grain, which really isn't that bad. I mean,
actually,
even if you're really
pieces of grain, that's
hungry,
not
it's not a lot.
I had like 100 pieces.
I mean,
of
it's less than $5,000 Turismos.
That's true.
So it's annoying to me that we put him in the hat. We shouldn't have put Goku in the hat. He is overpowered.
Yeah, that's
why
problem.
We didn't. A couple people suggested Superman, and we didn't put Superman in
the
hat.
We wouldn't put Superman.
But so many people whine about Goku that I'm like, fine. Hopefully, our fans will not vote Goku through.
Well, I said Goku was fine just because I figured.
See, here's a real loss. This guy lost a testicle betting on Goku. Jelly.
Exactly. The jelly Goku? The jelly testicle? What?
No.
Oh, that's the name of them.
It's Jelly's testicle.
Oh, okay. But, yeah. I was like, wait a minute, there's a jelly testicle? Because mine both feel the same. Probably go to a doctor. But now I don't have to.
No, you should. Because they're not supposed to feel the same. One's supposed to feel like a sandbag, and the other one's supposed to feel like a sack of jelly.
Really?
Yeah. He's checking.
Give me a second.
Testicle check. Note to self, don't shake Adam's right hand.
Nope, they both feel like silly putty.
That's wrong. That's wrong.
Go to the doctor.
Pete Ghost lost 5 paces in anus virginity. Now, I know that wasn't voting on Goku. He was voting on Gizmo, and he's trying to blame it on us now. But
did Gizmo lose?
Gizmo lost to Goku. Gizmo should have won. I agree. Adrian, but man.
Yeah. Well, it's just...
Goku's such a shitty... not a shitty character. Well, it kind of is, but it's one-dimensional.
You need a different competition. You need a serious one, where it's like Goku...
Versus Superman or Batman.
Dr. Manhattan, Guardian.
Dr. Strange, maybe? No.
Invincible. Like, you just pick all the people who can't be hurt.
Maybe we'll have one where we just put ridiculous characters in a hat.
Maybe. The problem, the reason that we didn't do that is because it was, those arguments would have been so difficult to have. Where it's like, who wins in a fight? Goku versus Superman. All right, well, first we got to decide where the fight's happening.
Yeah.
Like, and then we have to decide, like, okay, which Goku?
Is it near a source of kryptonite?
Is it near? Is there a yellow sun?
Yeah.
Like, these are all questions that we have to ask. And then,
see, but that's the fucked up thing, is Superman has more, more things that can hurt him than Goku.
Well, no, Goku can get hurt. Goku gets hurt. I mean, Goku dies a couple times.
But he comes back, so there's no fucking point. It's pointless.
Well, the problem is, when you can blow up a planet, it's really hard to put you in a competition with the same people as, like, the Domino's Noid and the California Raisins. Like, if you can shoot a laser just out of your arms by screaming,
yeah,
you're really probably going to beat Garfield. If we're really just going to lay it down, you're going to win.
So, what did we post? We posted Buffy and R2-D2, did we? I don't even remember what we posted. I got to go look now. We got two more coming. One of them is Dr. Evil versus Doctor Who and Goku versus Kool-Aid Man. But yeah, the next one is Buffy versus R2-D2. And then the epic battle of Kirby versus Mr. Bean. Which you don't even know how epic it's going to get.
You don't even know how much fun we had trying.
500 people.
500 people?
Is
what?
Are going to see it. And they're going to think it's cool. 500 people are going to love it.
And then 500 people are going to absolutely hate us.
No, and then a billion people are not going to watch it.
Well, yeah, billions aren't going to watch.
So
I brag about that all the time.
Yeah. There's billions of people who haven't seen anything I've done.
Yep. If you say sentences like that fast enough, though, they sound, in the right way, they sound kind of cool. Like, you know, he hasn't been seen by millions of people. It's like, oh,
let's give a big hand for the unknown.
The unknown comic. Fucking callback 1981.
Speaking of, I'm doing a show tonight in Oakland.
Oh, yeah?
And they promote a lot. So they promoted on Twitter. Mm-hmm. Used my Twitter handle and said, hey, check this guy out. He's coming. I don't really think anyone cares that I'm going. I don't think.
Yeah.
I mean, as much as I try to promote myself, it's just I feel bad when they do that because it's like, I mean, if I were on your site and I was just a fan of comedy and I just want to see a show, I'd go look at the site and be like, yeah, that guy's got 300 Twitter followers. That's not really,
yeah,
see, you know.
Yeah, that's my thing.
I'm going
to find
out.
I don't think I've ever done a show where somebody came to see me.
Well, I mean, other than friends or when you actually invited people.
Like the four friends I have and the one relative. So five people. I've had five people come and see me.
Yeah, so, I mean, that's more than most.
Mm-hmm.
And I got that show at the Punchline on Wednesday.
Hey.
So I'm like, she's like, I got comps for you, which really means bring people because we need to make our liquor.
We need to bring people.
And yeah, I'm because we just did that show last fall. I'm like struggling to get people to come to a free show. I mean, they know they're going to have to buy 2-drink minimum, but anyway.
All right, wait a minute. We got some comments here. Somebody wants to know what I'm reading. What comics I'm reading right now.
Oh, I can tell you about Aquaman.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you can tell me? All right. Well, first let's talk about what Jeff's reading. Right?
No. You can. I've been dominating.
Right now, I'm pretty dull right now. What I'm reading is classic Uncanny X-Men.
And you finished this off?
Yeah, I finished off Wolverine Enemy of the State, which is good. I didn't like the artwork that much.
I love the artwork.
I don't know. There was something about the way it was drawn. Everybody looks the same.
You know? Yeah, everyone in this shot totally looks the same.
You can look at their noses and their eyes. They look the same, the shape of their faces. Do you see
no.
It has that weird angular.
It's just a very Asian-inspired look.
No, I don't think so. I don't think it's manga.
Yeah, I didn't say manga. I said Asian-inspired.
I don't think it looks. It looks like the artwork from.
Here, you tell
Preacher.
Me Captain America right there looks like the old dude on the right. You can't. Mm-hmm. You can't.
The Captain America? Yeah, because you can't see Captain America's face, but look at right here and right
see,
here.
Yeah, hold it low. I'll hold it back up to
whatever,
the camera so
whatever,
they can
whatever,
see it.
Whatever.
But,
so Wolverine Enemy of the State, I like the story. I didn't really like the artwork that much. It's an opinion thing. Uncanny X-Men, I'm reading from the new X-Men, you know, when they get Wolverine and everybody.
Yeah.
It's good. But fuck, is it slow. I'm taking forever reading it just because it's like, all right, 3 pages about you guys getting ready to go to dinner. You know, because it's an old comic. It's a 1975 comic, so it's slow as hell.
Yeah, that's... I tried on my tablet reading all the old Batmans.
Yeah.
You know, back when it was like dot matrix printing, kind of. Yeah, you know, where you could see the dots before it got kind of like magazine. God damn.
It's slow, right?
I just skipped to like 1995. I'm like, I'm going to start there.
Yeah, you really don't appreciate how much comic books have evolved in such a short period of time. Like, literally, probably around, there were 7 years where all of a sudden comics became what we read now.
Well, and even then, in the last 5-10 years, things have...
Oh, they've gotten...
They've changed
advanced.
Again.
They've changed, but... I can read a comic from now, and I can read a comic from 2000, and I'll be like, okay, these are, I get it, you know, I'm with the story. If you read a comic from 90 and below, it's just like, all of a sudden, you have to have the voiceover guy in your head. Meanwhile! Like, because they write meanwhile in every frame.
Back at the Hall of Justice! Well, and the Deadpool plays off that, the Deadpool I'm reading.
Yeah.
Because it says meanwhile, and even more recent meanwhile.
Yeah. Oh, Deadpool's wonderful for that. Breaking down
So, yeah.
That's what I'm reading.
Aquaman. So, I was at a show Thursday with Joey Gorman, who's, I would say, encyclopedic about comic books.
Yes.
He's a little too obsessed.
I don't think he can be, but...
Okay. Yes. So, we were talking about this Aquaman, and he had the same issues I had, so I'm not fucking crazy. All
right.
So, this is the DC New 52 Aquaman.
This is the new... 52.
And Adam had mentioned, like, oh, you should read that because I've heard that, what'd you say?
Aquaman's
he's like
badass.
Superman, basically.
Well, he's super strong now.
Yeah, and they basically made him not a pussy.
Yeah.
So, I read the first 4 or 5 issues.
All right.
And the first issue is basically Aquaman just stops a petty crime.
Wait, what's the petty crime?
It's just like a burglary or something.
Like some kids?
They're 20-somethings.
Get them.
Whatever. He stops a fucking crime. And then everyone's talking about how much of a pussy Aquaman is.
Oh.
And in the first comic, it's kind of funny because it's kind of like, don't you suck? Or like, aren't you supposed to like live in a lighthouse or something? Or
yep, live in a lighthouse by the ocean.
You know, you don't have any superpowers unless you're near a fish tank, huh? And it's like the whole first issue. Well, it's kind of funny because it's kind of playing off of like it's.
Well, what
it's like DC
about.
Saying, "Yeah, we've had a shitty, fucking character, and we, you know, whatever, we've kind of given up on him and we start over." Then like it keeps going for the whole 4 issues, and you're like, it's getting really fucking old, really fucking fast.
So they're playing off the same joke over and over,
and I don't know if it changes like 5 more issues in, but.
Tell us about Aquaman. All right, so that's annoying.
So his fish armor, that scale armor he wears, is basically bulletproof. He's really fucking strong. He has like they don't really describe it in the first 4 issues, but this water jet jump that he can jump like really fucking far, kind of like flying, but not like.
All right.
But yeah, he's all on land now. He's basically given up Atlantis, and he's living with Mira.
On land.
In a lighthouse.
In a light. God, why did they have to... Why couldn't he get a fucking apartment?
His dad...
Has a lighthouse?
That's
what?
How he met his mom.
At the lighthouse?
His mom was Atlantean. This is they kind of touch on briefly, but his mom was Atlantean, and his dad was a normal dude.
Okay.
So because his dad lived near the sea, somehow he met his mom, and that's how they had the kid.
And so he has to live in a white house.
No, I mean, you have fond memories. No, you don't of your house
parents,
at home.
My parents fucked in the back of a 57 Chevy. I live in an apartment building. You see
it's
how...
not where it fucked. He always lived in a lighthouse. His dad ran a lighthouse.
I'm just saying, grow up. This is the problem with Aquaman. He's a bitch. He's a little bitch. I'm going to stay in the lighthouse tonight because of my...
He's not a bitch in the show or in the book.
If you're... Look.
He sacrifices himself.
Does he move
and ends
into
up
a
in
real
the desert.
People's house? To
it's
make
a house with a lighthouse.
Happy? You can't tell me that is his lady is happy living in a white house. A
white house?
I'm
sure. You're so
lighthouse.
Fucking dumb.
A lighthouse. A lighthouse, at best, has two rooms. At best.
It's a house next to a fucking lighthouse, you dumbass.
Well, man, then you're not living in a lighthouse.
You can't even say the word right.
He lives next
you
to
are
a
so
lighthouse.
You're so fucking dumb.
He lives next
Hold on.
To a
I'm
lighthouse.
I'm
going to
turn Adam's mic down.
Don't turn me down.
There you go. Shouldn't be able to hear much at all.
He lives next
so,
to a lighthouse.
He's a really good character now, and you won't be able to hear Adam much for the rest of the podcast. So don't worry about it, because he can keep talking, but no one can hear him.
This is some bullshit.
I'll put you back.
Thank you.
Talk.
So you think he's good now? You like him?
Talk into your mic.
I am talking into
there
your mic.
You go.
You think he's good now? You like the guy?
I he's tolerable.
All right.
He's
I still don't like the whole lighthouse thing.
I mean, I might read more.
Yeah.
Might. But I
get at it.
Yeah, I have the rest of the new 52. And I've checked in on like random characters here and there, just read like the first issue, and I'm like, I still haven't hit Wonder Woman. I'm afraid to touch Wonder Woman, but
why?
I'm just worried it's gonna suck horribly.
But well, I mean, if you're enjoying Aquaman, chances are they probably made Wonder Woman tolerable. If you can make Aquaman cool,
they didn't make him cool. I didn't say I'm enjoying it. I said I read them.
I don't know. You got pretty defensive when I started talking shit.
No, you just don't fucking listen.
No,
my problem with you.
I listen. I'm just saying. Where did you grow up?
What town? Philadelphia.
Did you leave?
I go back.
You go back once in a while.
There's no jobs.
But you left. Yeah, and there's no supermarket next to the ocean. There's nothing next to the ocean. There's nothing next
Have
to that
Have you
lighthouse.
Been to fucking New England?
I've been to New England.
There's all kinds of towns all along the coast with lighthouses.
He doesn't need to live in a lighthouse.
See, you're just being irrational.
I'm not being irrational. Where do you live? I live at a soda jerk stand. Really,
that would
why?
Be amazing.
No, it wouldn't be, because people would be like, it doesn't seem like anybody needs those anymore.
But see, you're still not listening.
I'm telling you.
Because if I tell you the soda jerk stand had an apartment above it.
That would be kind of cool.
So that's exactly
but
Aquaman.
But it's not a lighthouse.
You're on the fucking coast. It's beautiful. You're a fucking idiot.
Wait a minute.
So someone said, where can you get the earlier podcasts? They're up there. The only ones that aren't are the more recent, too, because we're just backfilling.
Why are people talking about Japanese porn and manga?
There's not people, just one person.
Okay, well, one person's talking about... You ever watch any Japanese porn?
No.
I think we should talk about Japanese porn.
Okay, you keep... I have nothing to say.
Well... Here's the thing. They blur out the genitals, which is kind of disturbing because it looks like all the genitals are like, you know, testifying against mafia bosses.
Why don't they just have like Barbie doll genitals on the characters since they are drawn? I mean,
no. This is in the actual pornography.
Oh.
Like the movies.
Well, you said
real people.
I thought you were talking about manga porn.
Well, first we're talking about porn.
Okay.
Japanese porn.
You're not talking about
That's
hentai?
The first thing that ruins it for me.
Yeah.
By the way, I lived in Japan for 3 years. I'm not a connoisseur of porn. After 3 years, you see some porn. A lot.
Oh, absolutely. Those earlier 20 are lost.
Yeah. They blur it out, and the noises the women make, I don't like. Because it sounds like they're being tortured.
I could see that.
It's like, nah. And they cry a lot, and I'm just, no, I don't like that so much.
You don't like that?
I don't like that. I like it when the chick's into it. I don't know. I guess I'm weird.
That's pretty disturbing. That you
I know.
Actually like it when
it ruins a lot
it.
Of pornography.
I
got
slouched down.
But yeah, the comics, they blur out the genitals.
Yeah.
Which I find...
The comics?
Well, they put like a little ball over the clitoris.
A ball?
Yeah.
Like a baseball?
No, like a
tennis
like a
ball.
Circle.
A squash ball?
A white circle.
Racquetball.
Yes.
Or a ping pong ball. Ping pong ball.
A ping pong ball.
Yeah?
A ping pong ball.
Ping pong ball.
Just over the clitoris, and with the guys, they put a black line on part of the head of the penis, and then it's okay for the
So it's like the black line is like one of those black sniff markers.
No, think of more like, you know, you ever watch a TV show where they black out somebody's eyes? Okay, yeah. So imagine they just take that and then they put it around where the head of your penis starts. That is...
So he's got a square penis head.
Kind of.
That's kind of fucked up.
I think what's fucked up is they sell those like really, really nasty comics, like mothers fucking their sons, monsters having sex with schoolgirls. They sell them right next to the Pokemon comics in the convenience store.
Well, it's the same audience.
They can read either one they want. It's like, oh, what's wrong? You don't like Naruto? Try some incestual hentai porn. Right.
I would.
Well, duh.
Because I like to go in the shop and just pick up five things and buy them without looking. So that'd be quite the shock. You're reading some random manga.
A lot of people just stand in the store reading porn manga. Huh? The trick is you got to find a store where it's secluded enough that you can open.
People are laughing at the fact that you say clitoris like clits are us.
Clitoris?
Yes.
Yeah, I also can't say documentary.
That's right.
Yeah, but that was me trying to say.
What do you say, documentary?
Documentary.
Documentary.
That's how I would say it. Documentary.
It's the Italian version. It's how Mario says it.
I can't.
Hey, they're making a documentary about me.
Salad and salad. I can't say differently. This wall is made of salad steel.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I don't know why. There's a bunch of things. I also mix up peas and beans. I'll be like, give me more peas on that burrito.
That would be fucking put the jelly in the refrigerator. And wait till it becomes salad, the Jello.
I'm gonna have such confused children. Dad, I'm sorry. This Jello is just not becoming salad.
It's been in there for 4 weeks.
I got some ranch dressing.
And knowing the way Adam keeps his apartment, there's probably food in his refrigerator that's been there 4 weeks.
No, I live with a woman. She throws it away every Friday.
Weird.
I know.
Weird.
Kind of neat opening up the refrigerator and being like, wow.
No, it's just weird that you live with a woman.
Nothing to eat.
It's just weird that you live with a woman.
Yeah, it's kind of weird. Think about it once in a while.
Yeah.
She keeps pushing me out of bed.
I'd push you out of bed, too.
Well, she doesn't do it on purpose. When she rolls into me, so I have to move a little bit because she hurts me, and then I fall out of bed almost every night.
As you should.
That's mean.
What?
I think I should fall out of bed. It's
you take up a lot of bed space.
I'll have you know, Casey takes up at least 2/3 of that bed.
I'm sure she does, but the reason she does that is because she knows your fat ass, if left to its own devices, will grow to consume the entire bed.
Next time you're at my house, I'm going to show you my sleep indentation.
I don't want to see.
It looks like the bed is caving in on one side because I actually sleep on the edge.
One, you're so fat.
Well, that helps.
Yeah, because otherwise it wouldn't cave in. It would just be like a small little dimple.
Nah.
Yeah.
Nah.
Bet you Casey signs a dimple.
Yeah, Casey's also tiny.
And I'm just saying. Has to,
I can
wait
lift her
a little
up
bit.
One arm.
She's not that tiny.
She's pretty tiny.
And you're not that strong.
And yes, I can.
Don't flatter yourself.
I'm not.
You are.
I've done it. Trust me.
I want to see that. That I'll come over and see.
Good. Then I can show you the bed indentation.
I'm not going in the bedroom.
You're going to come into the bedroom.
We need to film the Game of Thrones.
What?
The Game of Thrones skit that we were going to do.
Oh, well, let's not tell people about the sketch.
I didn't really.
Right.
I just named
it. Anyway, what else are we talking about? We're done talking about my stupid pronunciation. Here's a question.
Oh.
What do you think of talent trees for the new Pandaren?
So what's he asking about? That's the bigger question.
I don't know.
And what's his name?
No funny business calls.
I agree. No funny business calls.
Okay.
I don't want any funny business calls.
What is he talking
about? I either
about?
Want no calls.
What's a talent
or
tree?
Funny calls or business calls, but not unfunny business calls.
So
talent trees, I haven't looked at because they're going to keep fucking changing them until they launch the damn thing.
What thing?
World of Warcraft. Well, it's not really. It has nothing to do with Pandaren's necessarily, but it's the WoW 5.0 patch.
That's what that's supposed to say.
Yeah, and it's not Pandaren. It says Pandaren, but it's Pandaren's. I don't know. I don't really care until it hits.
What's a talent tree?
It's like those things in Skyrim.
Oh, okay.
For like alchemy.
Oh, now
where you go down and you get different skills.
You brought something up that pisses me off.
But it's way less complicated because in Skyrim you have like 30 of them and they're per skill. And in WoW it's like, okay, well you're a melee paladin, then here's your talent trees. And in the current model it's here's your talent tree and you pick you put points into them and drill your way down the bottom. Mm-hmm. And the new one, all the classes kind of have the same talent tree, and there's like five or six levels deep, and on each level there's one of three talents. There's three talents you can pick one of. Mm-hmm. So it's a little less confusing, and it's a little, yeah, whatever.
Well, for Skyrim, that's, man, they should, Skyrim should come with like Tums or something. Something to stop my stomach acid. Because as soon as I level up and I have to look at that huge chart, I'm just
that
like,
oh, I don't know what to pick. That is probably one of the worst design piece of UI. Because not only is it like,
it's intimidating.
You can't even see all of it. You can only see like five on the screen at a time. Mm-hmm. And it's a giant fucking wheel of like 20 of them. And then, like, the navigation, at least on a controller, it's hard to navigate between the different pieces on these fucking...
Yes. Yeah.
You notice that?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It's hard to try and pick the right one. But what pisses me off is that, like... Okay. My character right now, I finally figured out the archery. Right? Meaning, you have to keep shooting things with that bow until you get all the perks that make archery actually useful. So slow down time, more damage, and I think there's another one I haven't got yet. Quick reload. And now you can be an archer, right? But I'm building that up at the same time I'm building
No, you're not.
I was.
You was.
I was. Now my roommate's leaving, so he's. I'm.
You
gotta
start all over.
Well, this is why I'm happy, is because I was also building up destruction magic. I wasn't building up armor. I was building up sneak. I totally screwed this character over. Like, because now I'm high enough in destruction magic where all of a sudden mages are coming up and be like, oh, you think you're a mage? Fight me. And you can't say no. They just try and kill you. And then dragons are attacking me out of nowhere. But all my magic sucks.
Yeah.
I am not... Here's my thing for Skyrim. Don't use magic. I don't think it's useful. I can kill a lot more with archery.
No, magic's useful. I would not be a one-dimensional mage like yourself. If you're going to go magic, use it as a secondary skill, and you just pick one like you did, but be primary archer with magic on the side.
Yeah.
Or go magic user and just go breath. Go all three. I think it's three. You got conjuration, destruction, and whatever. But I would go conjuration because conjuration helps a lot.
Really?
Just having a pet that can take damage for you.
Yeah.
It's killer. But anyway.
That's true.
You did fuck it up.
Well,
but that's
matter.
How you play games. You're just
but
not good at them.
It doesn't
and it's
matter
okay.
that I fucked it up because...
You'd start over.
My roommate is moving out. He finally found an apartment and he's taking his PlayStation 2. So I have to start over on Xbox. So, there you go.
That was such a great story. People were waiting for the story about Adam's roommate.
Well, you want to hear about the roommate?
You said you were, right at the beginning. You said you were going to talk about it.
Yeah,
you just like, well, he's leaving, so I lose my. Okay, well,
I lose
thanks
my
for coming, everybody.
Big screen TV.
Podcast over.
Oh, well, there's more. I mean, there's a whole story behind the roommate leaving.
Do you want to tell the story?
Well, I'll tell a couple parts.
I
want to
go
it.
Get high, e.g. get the Diet Coke out of the fridge. Then.
All right, go get the Diet Coke, right. and I'll tell some of the story of my roommate. Here's the thing. We told the guy he had to leave because he's annoying. He didn't clean. He didn't take out the garbage. He didn't do shit. He had people come over that we didn't know. He had his family move in for about 2 weeks. So we tell him he had to leave, and we were nice. We said he had until February. That was giving him 3 months to move out. Finally, yesterday, he told us he found a place. And this is after Casey started a campaign of leaving notes for him. Please don't leave your underwear in the bathroom. Hey, big boys wash dishes. And like putting stickers all over him. Because that really doesn't help him with the ladies he brings
Now,
home.
If you haven't met Casey, which none of you have, except for those people who pick up prostitutes on the corner of Van Ness and Hyde.
So he's a pimp.
Yeah. A lot of people owe her money.
Yep.
And you don't want to owe Casey money. She looks relatively unintimidating. Mm-hmm. And she kind of acts childish in some ways.
Yep.
But when she wants to turn it on, oh, fuck. She can be a real bitch ball buster.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Which makes it funny.
It's funny to me
because when you're not the target.
Oh yeah. Well, the thing is, Casey will be yelling at him. I'll just be sitting there playing video games on his video game machine, watching it on his big TV. I'm just like, whatever, guys. Oh no, I'm watching.
Oh my god, I once fought a bear's back.
Oh, somebody's bringing up my mullet.
You don't have a mullet. See, you need a haircut.
I really need a haircut. It's not a mullet. It's just lots of
hair. I got a place you can go get a haircut.
Is it called a barbershop?
It's called Supercuts.
Supercuts? Yeah, I know I need to get a haircut.
Give us some money, Supercuts. Vitamin water.
Vitamin water. No, I have a problem with haircuts, man. It's because I can never go... I don't know... It's not like I can go in and be like, give me a Rachel. You know? Or go in with a picture. Make me look like this guy.
You can go in with a picture.
I can't do...
No, but go have in with a picture of your old haircut and just be like that.
Nah. I should have taken some pictures of my old haircut.
You have it on your fucking Facebook.
Yeah, but those are bad pictures. Those are all bad haircuts. I've never had a good haircut.
Well, then I know a place you can go. It'll be a little expensive, but once you get it, then you get a picture taken, and then you're good.
See, I like this idea. Get the picture taken.
Yeah.
As soon as you're happy with a haircut, yeah. They should tell you that at the barbershop.
But this place, it's a higher-end male hair cuttery, but they...
Do they give you back massages?
No. They give you happy endings.
Oh, you want to know something weird? When I was in Japan, I went and got a haircut at a traditional barber. And first he starts giving me a back massage. And I try not to yell at him because I hate being touched. And like, dude, why are you touching me, right? And then he does my hair, right?
Yeah.
And the hair turns out good.
Yeah, I'm totally
at the end, he pulls out a razor blade and he tries to shave my forehead.
Hey, Nerf.
He just tries to shave my forehead.
Yeah.
And apparently that's the end of a haircut in Japan, is you get your forehead shaved. Yeah.
Like right here.
All
like right like
from eyebrows
from here
up
to there.
Well, it's more like, yeah. <that's right. laughs> No, but that was the weirdest shit on earth because I thought he was going to cut me.
He should cut you.
I started screaming.
You deserved like right here, right through here.
Mm-hmm. Well, no, they don't shave the face. They shave the forehead.
No, I wasn't. That's where the cut should be, just right across the jugular.
You know what? And now I think about it. A year later, I showed up at the same barber on Christmas Day, drunk off my ass, crying because I think I lost my bike or something, and I was kind of lost at the time. I was really drunk.
Yeah, you are.
I drank a lot.
You drink a lot in general.
I miss Japan.
I'm going to miss Comic-Con this year.
Yeah, Comic-Con.
And not Comic-Con, but Star Bar. I should say Star Bar.
Star Bar was fun. I'm going to miss the discount sales at Comic-Con, especially because I found out WonderCon wasn't even in San Francisco.
That's old news. They announced that last year.
Well, I wasn't paying attention.
Yeah.
That really pissed me off. I like discount comics.
Well, you should like discount comics.
I know.
Because they're awesome.
Buy my supply.
I was gonna go buy all the comics that I've stolen off the internet.
You meant downloaded legitimately off.
Totally downloaded legally off the internet, but I was gonna buy the paper versions.
Yes, because
I like having paper. I like killing the environment slowly, very
slowly,
very slowly.
One issue of Fantastic Four at a time.
I never read a Fantastic Four issue.
Well, you know the problem.
Even when I hit Civil War, I'm like, "He's nope. Yeah. She-Hulk, nope.
She-Hulk?
Won't do it.
I can get with She-Hulk.
She-Hulk sucks.
Fantastic
so bad.
Four, I think they'd be better off if they just killed Mr. Fantastic and the Invisible Woman. Get rid of them.
So it's just...
The cool two. Is
the Human Torch and the thing.
And the thing. Those are the guys. Those are the ones that you read for.
Well, those are the ones that actually do all the heavy lifting.
They do the heavy lifting, you know, and
you know what I'm sick of?
The two others are the thinkers.
All these comic books, I've read a couple of them now, where they fucking Shanghai me by putting Mr. Fantastic in it. Because they're like, oh, we're having this really hard problem, particularly in the X-Men.
Mm-hmm.
But we're having this really, really hard problem. I know Mr. Fantastic probably has some fucking gadget that can save our asses.
Well, he's the smartest guy in the world.
Yeah, but like, it's always like, oh... You know, I'm thinking, oh, they're going to find a cool way to get out of this. Nope, they just basically pick up the bat phone.
Yeah,
call in Mr. Fantastic.
See, that's Mr. Fantastic, right?
It's the same with Iron Man too. They're like, let's call Tony Stark because we need
well, at least
money.
Iron Man's fun to watch in a fight.
But he never gets involved in all these comics. It's not even Mr. Fantastic. It's like, well, I have a dimensional shield generator. Done. Planet saved.
Yeah.
Okay. End of issue. It's like two pages. Like, yay.
Well, and that's the problem with the Fantastic Four. Reed Richards is dicking around on some machine. Sue's complaining about relationships and children. And then you have the two interesting guys who are just like, I don't know why we're here. The Thing and the Human Torch, man.
Because where else are they going to get jobs?
It should just be called the Terrific
Two. The Human
Two.
Torch is an asshole.
He's an asshole, yeah.
And the Thing, also an asshole, but looks a little weird. So no one, he's not going to have like a customer service job.
The Thing is not an asshole. When is he ever an asshole?
Grimm?
Yeah.
He's very rude.
To who?
Everybody.
No, he's not.
Yes.
He has a bit of an abrasive sense of humor.
Exactly.
But not as bad as Johnny.
Johnny's a prick. I'm not saying he's as bad. I'm just saying they're both kind of, they're not.
Well, they're not the best people. But
you won't see either one of them working at Starbucks, so they need Reed for the money.
They don't.
Is what I'm saying.
Okay, you're saying they don't have the people skills.
To hold a normal job.
Okay, all right. I just think it's a little mean to call the Thing a prick. I mean, he's got a lot of shit on his plate, man. He's a fucking monster.
I know, but you add the monster to slight prick.
Just imagine his dick.
It's like a retarded kid, right? You want to help the retarded kid. You want to help the guy who looks like a monster. Yeah, you want to help him out. But when they're an asshole,
we just
kick him, right? Like, you don't, you're like, fuck that. Fuck that.
What exactly do you think retarded people look like?
A retarded people that works at...
Do they have bolts in their neck?
El Toro?
Because I'm pretty sure you're thinking of a Frankenstein monster.
On 16th?
Yeah.
Or no, Pancho Villa. It's a retarded kid that helps clean up and stocks the salsa bar.
Yeah, I know that
really kid. Really nice kid.
He's a good guy.
Ben Grimm doesn't have that nice of and cheery of a personality.
No.
So he's... I see it as equivalently. Like, you don't want a monster necessarily... working in your taco bar, but if he was nice, you'd give him a chance. You'd like, here, try out the job.
All right. But here's the thing. I know this kid that you're talking about.
Yeah.
That's a really sweet kid. That's like
That's what I'm saying.
That's like being like, well, I'm sorry, you're not as cuddly as Teddy Ruxpin, so you're not going to get the position. Like, how am I supposed to be as cuddly as Teddy Ruxpin?
Try. You can't, fucking try.
I'd like to see you try and be as sweet as that kid. I've never seen him not smile.
See here. 9879 Noah. Johnny's a prick. Thing is a stuck-up jerk. Stench guy. Nerdy bitch. What?
Stretch guy. He means Mr. Fantastic is a nerdy bitch.
Okay, an invisible girl, bigger bitch.
I agree
but here's
with everything except for the Thing.
The two on the bottom, they got the money.
Yeah, they had the money.
The two on the top, not so much.
See, my argument would be...
They're codependent, is what I'm saying. Fantastic Four is a highly dysfunctional pair of codependent relationships.
I'm sorry, Daniel Dante the second.
See, Adam can't multitask.
It's a wonderful haiku. Adam, look in the mirror. Problem solved. You just saw a retarded person. I know. In case the mirror breaks, look at Jeff. That was beautiful. Every once in a while, people say horrible things to us that are actually really good. Okay, we got to talk about the female Deadpool.
Why?
Because no funny business calls has been riding our ass the whole podcast about female Deadpool.
He does like ass, I've heard.
So, what do you think about
female
Deadpool?
Which is a pretty unfunny business call. I want to finger your ass.
It depends. If a guy called me and did it, I'd be like, that's fucking hilarious.
Oh, Adrian said, I love bacon and beer.
Bacon and beer goes together.
I had a bacon sandwich this morning, and later on I'm going to have beer, so I'm with you, bro.
There you go.
Yeah.
But let's talk about female Deadpool.
I have nothing to say.
You haven't seen her?
No.
No. Well, okay.
How was that? Was that good?
That was pretty good. Yeah. That was pretty good. Here's what I think of female Deadpool. She's hot. There's been a female Deadpool for a long time,
She's powerful?
No, she's Deadpool.
Can't really die, regenerates?
Yeah. If this is the Deadpool female Deadpool that I'm thinking of, she's from a parallel universe.
Uh-huh.
And yeah, she's a female Deadpool. I mean, I don't like her as much as original Deadpool. I think original Deadpool has
funnier lines. I'm struggling
to
like original Deadpool, but...
It's because you started too deep. But you started with one calling back to an abstract Deadpool comic.
Nothing.
You started too deep. But yeah, Lady Deadpool, hot. I'd do her.
Yeah.
That being said,
Yeah, I'm not. I'm not.
It's a gimmick.
It's like She-Hulk. That's how I feel about She-Hulk.
Yeah, She-Hulk.
Wonder Woman.
Batgirl, not as much, but still.
I mean, Wonder Woman totally ripped off Xena.
Can you think of another female one?
What?
I mean, Supergirl.
Batgirl.
Batgirl.
Are you talking girls with male equivalents?
Well, yeah, when they just because they did that. They just made female versions in the 70s of everybody.
Female Spawn. That was a good one. Female Savage Dragon, also very good. You want other classics?
There's a female Savage Dragon? There was a female Savage Dragon, wasn't there?
I'm just making shit up. But
no,
I
there was.
They did.
I think there was. I think there was.
Female Lex Luthor. That was good.
There was no female Lex Luthor.
Yeah, what was her name? Sinead O'Connor.
Oh, Jesus
nothing
Christ.
Compares.
Yeah. Okay.
Nothing
so.
Compares to her.
Lady Black Panther. Actually, the female Black Panther was awesome. Spider Woman sucks. All Spider Women suck. Hawk Girl. Eh.
Marvel Girl.
Marvel Girl. Eh.
Because they had Marvel Man or Mr. Marvel.
They had Captain Marvel.
That's it.
Yeah. And but then there was Marvel Girl. Yeah. Anyway. But here, everybody, okay, so reading the comments, everybody's getting really confused about the Deadpool. I'm going to lay it to rest. Here's what it is. There's a comic called Deadpool Corps. And in Deadpool Corps, it's Deadpool, and these are all, and he teams up with a bunch of Deadpools from alternate universes.
Yep.
So there's a kid Deadpool, who's actually pretty cool.
Is there a doggy Deadpool?
The doggy Deadpool.
Is there
a caddy
Deadpool?
Nope. There is
a rodent Deadpool of some sort?
Nope.
Alligator Deadpool?
Nope, but there's the undead head.
Is there like a aqua Deadpool, like a fish or a shark Deadpool?
Nope.
Is there like a...
Try guessing one of the ones that was, you know...
A pygmy Deadpool?
A female Deadpool, very good. And then the head.
Pygmy Deadpool?
Anyway, and they're all from different...
Is there one that looks kind of like an ocelot?
No.
Have you been watching Archer?
No.
Oh, so I
don't get FX. Anyway... So, yes, there is a child Deadpool. There's all those Deadpools. I don't know. Deadpool Corps, you would hate Deadpool Corps.
I already do.
I can barely tolerate it. Because
it's got Deadpool and the head.
That's not why I don't like it.
Well, that's why I would instantly start to... Is there a ginger Deadpool?
No.
Is there a Stalinist Deadpool, like a communist Deadpool?
Here's the problem with the Deadpool Corps.
I'm asking, look, it says someone asked, is there a ginger Deadpool?
Well, and I said no.
So then why are you telling me to shut up? I'm reading their comments. You didn't see the one that asked about communist Deadpool.
So
is there
the
socialist
thing.
Deadpool, one that believes in medicine for everyone?
All Deadpools believe in medicine for everyone.
Well, that's mighty nice
that's
of them.
Right.
Yeah.
But, no, it's totally cut off from the whole Marvel universe. They're in outer space. So
oh, so they interact with nobody.
Yeah. They interact with outer space assholes. And I don't really give a shit about outer space assholes. That's why I never read Guardians of the Galaxy. Short-lived Marvel comic from the 90s.
I have nothing to say about it. I did want to say public service announcement. Everyone should be watching Community because it's back on.
Yes.
You know, to make sure that it stays on because it's on the verge. Could go either way.
Yeah. Did you watch last night's?
Yes.
Or the night before?
Yeah.
That?
With Fat Chevy Chase?
With Fat Chevy Chase?
Fat Burt Reynolds.
Oh, Fat Burt Reynolds. That was 2 weeks ago.
Oh, no, that I didn't watch last night.
It's getting interesting.
Yeah.
The relationship between Troy and Abed is...
Abed,
sorry. Is getting very, very strained. And it comes...
To a head?
To a head at the end.
I'll just fill in the words for you.
It comes to a head at the end of last night's... or 2 nights ago episode.
Is there a Mexican Deadpool?
No, there isn't a Mexican. That is somebody. Somebody wrote that down. Yeah. Okay. Are there any ginger superheroes?
I was just going to ask that.
Yes,
next.
Banshee.
Well, do you count
Jean Grey?
Jean Grey. Yeah, that's what I was going to ask.
No, she's a natural redhead.
Yeah, but is she ginger?
Yeah, because she's a redhead.
You could dye her hair red.
No, but when I say she's a natural redhead, it means she's a ginger.
Yeah, but I
ginger's
could also
just
rub
beets
saying. In my hair.
But that doesn't make you. You
it's
could
100% natural.
You should put on some blackface and
I
then join the
but it's
NAACP.
Gotta be natural black like tar.
Oh god, you don't even realize that was racist.
Probably
you don't.
Was it?
Yes.
Oh.
An idiot.
So Community, yeah, Abed strained.
Yeah, let's go.
Jesus. And then the next show you should watch, Archer.
Yeah, I would love to watch Archer.
Archer's amazing this
season.
I want
to watch Archer. I want to watch
You remember
It's
Barry?
Sunny. Yeah.
Bionic Barry? He's been in at least two of the episodes. No, yeah. Like four episodes this season.
Yeah.
And it's more and more ridiculous.
Well, yeah.
I mean, it's pretty good. And whoever doesn't like Community, and I'm not naming names of Kinto 6, but they need to just go kill themselves. What do we want to end this on? We got 3 minutes left. 3 minutes.
We have. Why do we always have to do exactly 1 hour? You're really anal about that.
Yeah, because I can't tolerate you for much more than that.
Yeah, I know, but it's we'll get to a point where it's like, all right, we got 1 minute and 30 seconds.
I already run out of shit to say.
I always run out of shit to say.
I know,
but so, why does it have to be exactly an hour?
Why you gotta be such a bitch?
I'm kind of a bitch.
I know you're a bitch.
I'm a little bit of a bitch.
You're a big bitch. You're like one of those bitches who bitches on bitches. You know what I'm saying?
No, you lost me.
So, like, I was watching this show on True TV called The Wiener Circle or something like that.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Okay.
Have you seen this?
Yes, I have. Okay. True TV, by the way, worst television station on earth, but go for it.
And yes, you should start watching Archer. That's why I said everyone should watch Archer.
Everybody should watch Archer.
But it is a bunch of black women, mostly. There's one black dude.
Yeah.
Who run a hot dog stand.
Detroit? Is it
Chicago.
Chicago.
But way to be racist. That was a good accidental racism.
That wasn't
just assume all black people were from Detroit. It's fine. So
it's because True TV has like five shows in Detroit.
Whatever. You racist. So they're assholes. Yes. All of these women are assholes.
Well, it's a hot dog stand that gets all the drunk people.
Right.
Like late at night, it's open
near a bunch of bars. They're open late night.
And so these women are bitches.
But they treat everybody like so shit. Horribly. And they're like, "Oh, you want your food? Fucking play a game."
Yep.
Like name the book that this quote came from. But damn.
Yeah.
And they get in fights with people. They throw shit at people. Mm-hmm. It's so bad. It's so bad.
Yep. I was.
But I can picture you going in there, you and Ryan.
Oh yeah.
After being on a bicycle rickshaw, being taken over there.
Being drunk in there. Yeah, I could do that.
I could totally see that.
True TV is the worst, man. It is the worst. I saw one where they're repoing people.
Yeah.
Or they're towing their cars. And it's True TV, but this is clearly staged. Like, it's clear that these people, because they're not professional actors, so you can see them reading their lines.
Well, and it's also funny when it's like the stupid show Hardcore Pawn.
Hardcore Pawn.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, like, people walk in and they're crystal clear as if they have a lavalier mic on.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And it's like, this wasn't premeditated at all.
Mm-hmm.
And then they walk out in the parking lot and they're way the fuck out there, and you can tell there's no camera crews. They're like 100 feet away. There's nothing set up.
But you can still hear them.
You can still hear them perfectly fine. Mm-hmm. And
which, by the way, impossible.
Which led me to believe, like, those people are pissed. I'm sure those people are pissed. I'm sure the thing is like, oh, you want to sell this? What's your story? There's a producer. They pick the people that are going to be on the show. They give them the mic. And then they actually do the deal.
Yeah.
Probably in one take. Like a normal deal would be. And then the people get pissed and fucking leave. But then I'm like, how many people just left with the damn lavalier mics? Like, fuck you. And they just fucking leave with the
those mics. You can get those for like $100, $200.
Yeah, but as many people who leave pissed off of that show, it's like $500 a week in lav mics.
I watched a woman pee in their parking lot the other day.
But see, we're both saying it's the worst fucking channel. And we both watch it.
We both watch it.
The girl with bowling balls came in the other day.
I didn't see the bowling ball.
She brings in two, and then she's kicking the third one with her feet.
How much did she expect to get?
So she's like, I bought these for $250. And the guy's like, do you have a receipt? And she's like, bitch, I don't need a receipt. And like, he was being relatively nice. And then and she's like, look, and she takes one of the balls and rolls it into his counter. And he's like, I was going to give her like $80 for him, but now, fuck her.
I can't believe you're going to give somebody $80 for bowling balls.
People play bowl. Our bowl. People play bowl.
All right, here's the last thing. Bowl. Somebody asked us black superheroes. I say we do a black superhero off.
Okay.
All right, here we go. So you want to go first?
Sure.
All right.
Blade.
There you go. Luke Cage.
Nick Fury.
Black Panther.
Black Dynamite.
Cyborg. Black Dynamite. All right, I'll give it to you.
What?
I'll give it to you, fine.
I'm done.
Really?
Yeah.
Aww.
I don't read that many comics.
Storm.
Storm's not black.
Storm is black.
No, she's Latina.
No, she's not. She's from Africa.
Oh.
Maggot. The short-lived X-Men superhero that had two metallic maggots that would eat things. Marrow.
Are you going to keep going just to prove that you're lame?
Black Bolt.
Black Green Lantern.
Falcon.
Black Widow.
Black Widow.
I'm just naming things people are typing.
Black Widow isn't black. Sorry, guys. I'm out now. I can't think of anything.
I'm thinking of somebody.
Now?
Yeah, but I can't remember.
Oh,
Cable.
Savage Dragon.
Cable?
No. Mm. Savage Dragon. Black man.
Black Punisher.
Spawn.
That's a good one. Yeah. Black Spawn.
But no, there's not a black. Okay, that's it.
Black Lightning.
Like, that's fucking Black Ball.
What about
yeah.
Black Dynamite? Have they put that fucking cartoon out yet? I haven't seen it.
No, I don't think they have put it out.
Because that first episode was amazing. That I saw at Comic-Con last year.
It's coming to Cartoon Network, right?
I thought it was Adult Swim. Yeah.
Yeah, Cartoon Network, Adult Swim. Yes. And also, anybody who hasn't watched Black Dynamite, the movie.
Dynamite.
Watch Black Dynamite, but before you do, do yourself a favor. If you've never watched any blaxploitation, watch Shaft. Watch, Sweet Sweetback's Badass Song. Hell Up in Harlem. Dolomite.
What's the...
Blackula.
Foxy Brown. Jackie Brown.
Well, yeah, that was the Quentin Tarantino.
Yeah, that was a good
take
one.
Take on blaxploitation, but you could watch.
It says in 2012.
Coffee Black.
If you haven't seen it, they did release the pilot, and it looks like it's on YouTube for the Black Dynamite animated. So,
all right, we'll go out and watch
it. Or it's video.adultswim.com, so it's actually on the Adult Swim website. So you should go check it out, and Archer, and go watch Community, and go kill yourself. Peace out.
Peace.
WackyGamer.Spreadshirt.com.
Yeah.
As Adam knocks things over. I need to go change our channel.